is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hello, it's Bran. What?
Nothing. Keep going.
That's how great. I talk,
you're
Dan.
Doing a great job.
And I love Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, non-mystery movies. I
don't know. Fall movie.
It's a fall movie.
It's
sure.
A fall boy. And I'll call it. I'll say, hey, I'm Panda.
Okay.
And I like Hallmark Movies and Mystery fall movies.
Yeah.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, the channel, and this movie as well. This is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast. Hey,
oh, guys, man. It's Bran, it's Panda, it's Dan. Mm. We're the three fellas from a podcast called Deck the Hallmark. Oh, and for a limited time.
This little place called The Studio in Greenville, South Carolina.
Listen, just
doing
because.
Doing this thing called life.
Just because.
Man, two of these, the truth, am I right?
Two of these buddies right here.
Just because you don't like it
to call brothers.
Doesn't mean that there's not a place for it.
That's true. Place for it's in like a youth group.
Hey guys, welcome to Rage.
Welcome to Epic. Welcome to Surface.
That's right.
Welcome to Venture.
That Venture. Sounds more
That's
like
a Capital One card. Yeah.
guys, let's get to the nitty gritty here because I've had it with all of these people who are saying, are you guys doing this still?
Doing what are you talking about?
Deck the Hallmark.
Yeah, we are. Let's stick it to the man.
Yeah. And for those of you who are like, I can't keep up with five episodes a week. Well, rearrange your priorities.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
You should be listening to 250 minutes of us every week. You can't say that with a straight face, can you?
I'm on a handful of calls each week where I have to explain our show and explain that there's enough content now that we're 5 days a week. And they're just like, really?
You guys?
Really?
Five days a week. No reruns.
Yes, we are competing neck and neck with like The Daily and stuff like that. So,
but who's giving you more quality content, The Daily
These
or
guys.
Deck the Hallmark?
Who's giving us
a little show I like to call Deck the Hallmark?
Doing a little thing we like to call life.
On a little podcasting app called, insert whatever podcast Hindenburg. App you're using. Hindenburg. It's actually as you edit on Hindenburg.
Oh, my bad. You edit on a Hindenburg? That's worse. That's worse than it being a podcast app. Edit? You need to edit all of your content on an app called Hindenburg?
Yeah, I mean,
who would in their right mind do that? That sounds like some rig set up.
Rig?
I'm not above it.
You edit in, then what happens?
I had a video editing software called Titanic.
How'd that go?
Went great.
What you edit?
Made a lot of money from a lot of stupids.
Rick, for the people at home that maybe don't know you,
okay,
like we know you,
yeah.
What? I know you're not on LinkedIn because I think something about the FBI.
Look, there is a conspiracy,
right? But what is your resume?
My resume.
Why are you here?
First of all, I'm every bit of 5'9". It's a taller drink of water than you think. You think it's a short stack? It's not. It's a tall drink of water. It's a tall 5'9".
5'9" is not tall.
It's like a circus mirror 5'9", and I want to be clear about that. People see me and they're like, you're the 6'5 of 5'9".
That's not a saying.
It is. You're the 6'5 of 5'9".
Quit.
If that's not a saying, I'm not Rick Dilby.
All right. And? Yeah.
I was hired by mistake.
Are you under the impression that you put your height on LinkedIn?
I put whatever I dang well please on LinkedIn. And that's why they kicked me off.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Apparently, lewd photos aren't allowed. They asked for headshots, and I said, you want a few body ones in there, too. This tall drink of water. When I'm the 6'5 or 5'9", you want a full body shot. I don't want to tell you.
So what else? Mr. 5'9", Rick Dilby.
I was hired by mistake to run 3 spelling bees in the late 90s. Yes. Gained notoriety by you guys.
That is true. The Scripps spelling bee. For those of you that don't know, the ESPN Scripps Spelling Bee that you've come to know and love. Before it gets to the TV, the guy that does it, you know, he can't be everywhere. He's great. He can't be everywhere.
That's right.
And so they have a lot of other guys that do the spelling bee for that guy. You go, you would go to, you know, elementary schools around the country and run the spelling bees. And you did that for 3 years?
Yeah, apparently they were upset at the way I pronounced the languages of origin.
We have that clip?
We don't.
I don't know why occasionally we do this much Rig Dilby. I just don't know.
Because we canceled Take the Tay Off.
That's true. That's true. That's where he got
Finding Love in Mountain View originally aired last year somewhere, and now premiered on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries on September 19th, 2021, and it went a little something like this. Margaret is a hot shot architect, and her boyfriend just doesn't get it. He's like, come to China. So make that ex-boyfriend, just kidding, she doesn't break up with him.
Nah.
Couldn't believe it. She gets a call one day that her cousin and old best friend passed away, and she left her something real good in the will. Surprise, it's two children. A real surprise because she hasn't spoken to her cousin in years. You know, stuff happens. Sometimes you just fall out of contact with your best friend. You don't talk for years and they give you your kids.
That's right. Also cousin though, right?
Also cousin. Yeah. She's very unsure about this whole arrangement. But she agrees, I'm going to stay here until we figure out what's gonna happen. It's at the house that we meet Andrew. Andrew is their teacher and also her ex-love bug. Seeing how... Yeah? Love bug?
Sure. Go for it.
Seeing how little experience she has being a parent, she's really bad. But they're also really bad at being normal kids because one of them actually asked for oatmeal. But with Andrew's help, she actually starts really loving the kids and really loving Andrew because... Duh. Just when the kids are really starting to love Margaret after, you know, singing songs together, they think they overhear her saying that she doesn't want them anymore. So they run into the woods. But then it starts to storm and they're like, this is tough, huh? So everyone goes to look for the kids in the storm. The kids are like, you know what? This storm's miserable. Let's just get out of here. They end up meeting up and she's like, listen, I love you guys. I want to be a family with you. And they're like, we love you too. Let's do this thing. The movie ends with Thanksgiving dinner. They sing some songs and Margaret and Andrew kiss. And that, my friends, was Finding Love in Mountain View.
Boy, that synopsis was long.
What I miss?
No, you got it.
No, you got the gist.
I check my notes, check out. Yep.
Let's take a quick break and we will come back and break this movie down with four segments that the Roth IRA has said are the best four segments you'll hear since yesterday.
It's great.
So yesterday.
Put it on the board. We're back.
Put it on the board. Yes.
We have 4 seconds to break this movie down. Finding Love in Mountain View. Let's break this movie down. I'm going to start with good from Panda. Panda, we're going to start with a hot take. I'm going to start with the hottest taker.
Yeah.
Who just won the award.
You did. Yep. You sure beat Klafner. Sure did. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Klafner's out for revenge. We got a tape. It sounds like WWE almost, but he's calling you out for 2022 already. Could you go ahead and cue that clip?
Listen here, brother. I heard your hot take. And you think that I wouldn't hear it. But I got ears bigger than Dumbo and a mouth bigger than a lion. Unspecified name.
That's threatening.
So you know what's interesting is we heard Klafner's voice last week.
We did.
And this is
different. And he sang in his hot take. He seemed like a pretty mild-mannered guy. And he really channels
the
late, great Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me.
Are you live or is this another clip?
This is another clip.
Better go.
Oh, lost the Oakers there.
Oh, man. This movie's something. Guys, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how I feel about this movie. I mean that sincerely. There's parts of this movie I'm like, yeah, okay. There's this gave me more fall feels than the wine movie that we just saw, Raising a Glass of Love or whatever.
Raising the big thumbs up one?
Yeah, big thumbs up. So it has more fall feels in this one. But the acting is, it's tough. It feels as if everyone's reading just straight from the script. But nevertheless, it has some good moments in it. I'm a sucker for movies where they have to warm up to the aunt,
new parent.
The new parent. I will say
they I'm a sucker for that storyline.
But they warm up a lot very quickly. It does. They do not do this plot line as well as Sweet Carolina, at all.
No.
So, this one I think is on the if there's a scale here, five being the middle ground, it's probably tipping at 4.8 for
4.8.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's the
patting
dial.
The head of a baby.
No,
bunny?
No. This is the dial right here, and then so it's wavering. It's going.
It's a baby bunny
right there. At 4.85.
It's like the Richter 4.8.
It's a baby bunny party.
Baby bunny party.
I love a good. Yeah. I love a bunny party.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Most people.
I
who doesn't? Most people. That's what you said.
I'm pretty blown away that this is happening again. I can't. I believe that there have been more movies this year where somebody gets children unexpectedly via will.
It's wild out there.
Than has actually happened this year in America.
In real life.
In real life.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's a thing that happens.
Not in a situation where somebody died unexpectedly and didn't have a will. Not that. You're talking about someone
where
wrote
you
a will.
Write them into the will without first asking and or letting them know.
And then the will gets read and it's like, surprise, you got children. That is not something
if,
that happens.
If you know of anybody, second, third, fourth, fifth hand, that this has happened to, please let me know. I'd be fascinated to hear their story.
Yeah,
because it really is a fascinating story. And, you know, kudos to her for stepping in and doing it. It's amazing. There are lots of kids that need love, so kudos for her for doing that and stepping up. But I just can't believe we're here again with this. That's the big thing. But hey, I didn't...
You're good with taking Lily, right?
What? Wait, what?
It's already done. Notarized.
I appreciate you.
But still, that's better.
Than what happened.
That's
true.
That's true.
I say all that to say this. I didn't dislike this movie. I think the acting was bad. I actually quite enjoyed the two leads. And I thought the kids weren't bad. I thought that the kids were bad at first.
We watched this movie together. Are we sure we watched the same movie?
I thought that the kids were bad at first, but then I actually grew to... I thought what the boy was doing was something special. I thought the boy was actually doing something. I thought he was doing a performance, and that I didn't think was bad. And so overall, I thought it was fine. And Thanksgiving, I love Thanksgiving. And so it was good to see Thanksgiving represented on screen.
The best scene in this movie is the last scene.
Thanksgiving scene, yes. Yeah.
It's because the movie's over, though. I want to be very clear. Thanksgiving, whatever. Movie's finally over. This was bad. It's not Redemption in Cherry Springs bad because, you know, I think all of us would probably rather just, you know, jump off a overpass before watch that one again. But it's not good. It's not a good movie. There's a reason that it aired in 2020 in a bunch of other countries and was available on YouTube for forever. And then they finally aired it here on Hallmark. It's just not a good movie. It is half baked. They did film it on location in Arkansas. It does feel at times authentically Southern, but aside from that, have no use for it. It's preposterous that you just leave people to somebody else in a will without telling them. It's the kids are, I disagree with almost everything you said about the kids, aside from they are doing a performance. I'll give you that. No, it's a hard no from Dan. Why are we doing this? Please make it stop.
I like it when you say I have no use for it.
None at all.
I just find that to be such an interesting thing to say.
I mean, you know, movies should be of value, and I think this one is of any value.
Let's get to all the feels.
It's like My Cousin Vinny. I got no use for this guy.
Let's get to all the feels. Okay.
You want me to go first or last? It'll be the same.
That's what we. That's what the spelling bee guys said to Rick. They have no use for him anymore.
That's right. And I can't believe it lasted three years. They heard very clear
the pack and stain joke, and they said,
like, "Let's give him a couple more years in elementary school."
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't a good
And move. Then they realized they had no use for him. Right. Dan, go ahead. Go first.
Zero feels.
Panda, you, feels what you got,
the bud? Only one was when they're playing music at the Fall Festival, which is also a wait what?
Huge wait what?
Huge wait
massive.
What? Massive. Yeah, seismic. But
seismic, okay. All right. Calm down over there.
Big black hole.
You've said Richter scale and seismic. Like, I don't, what are you
this
doing?
This is
huge.
This is a 5'9 sized chasm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of there's a real was. Fault line gaping. Under that stage.
It's a real, it's a real 6'5 to new 5'9.
That's 6'9. I've said it for years. I don't even know. No, he didn't say 6'5 is the new 5'9. He said he's the 6'5 of 5'9s. I don't think he understands how numbers work.
And then he kept saying 5'9's tall.
Yeah.
It's just not standard. True.
Well, he has a tall drink of water. He says that multiple times. Yeah.
But what you don't know is that they had him in his little glass case where he can smoke his cigarettes. They built him a platform in there.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They brought the glass box where he can smoke cigarettes into the elementary schools in the 90s?
In the studio now. Read a book.
He didn't do that, though, right? He didn't smoke cigarettes in the elementary schools, even in the 90s.
I've not asked him. Not think so.
Right. I sure hope not.
Thanks, Rick.
Joe was pretty cool.
Who's Joe?
Joe Cool.
Joe Camel.
Joe Camel.
Cool. Yeah, Joe Camel.
Yeah, Joe Camel.
Camel was my brand in the 90s. It was cool. I used to do a mean billiards game while I smoked some Joe Cools. Nine ball was my game. Rick's my name.
I'm fine with you smoking cigs in the billiards room.
I changed brands when Joe Cool stopped being cool.
What did he do?
I went to a different brand.
What did he do?
Oh, they made him like serious because smoking's bad or something.
I see. Did you smoke in the elementary schools? No, you know what's giving me an answer here?
Not in the building. No, I did not.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because we've been trying 4 years.
Well, I got a little glass case over here with my own vent, so why not? What's to lose? Aside from my lungs.
There's not a vent in there. I want to be clear.
Super venti. It's like a double venti.
Thank
40 ounces at least.
Thanksgiving gave me feels. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna be right back here on Deck Doll.
Venti. 40 ounces
at least. Dan, you okay?
I'm fine.
Like you just gave up some Joe Cools.
Throat's getting a little
raspy.
Yeah. A little raspy, yeah. It happens. Listen to the rig. It's like a secondhand smoke. That's what it is. You hear it in his voice.
Let's get to Wait What's. This part of the show, we talk about what in this movie, not this episode. No Wait What's in this episode so far. Mm-mm. What in this movie made us go Wait What? I'm going to start my good friend Panda.
My biggest one is Joe Cool. Like, what happened? He's like, they stopped making him cool. Like, well, how dare you?
Go ahead.
thanks, Rick.
Trace, please cut him off. We're done with him today.
I'm done with you. You don't turn me off. I turn you off. I just muted you. Can't even hear you. Try talking.
I'm right
here. Can't hear you.
You can hear me fine.
Can't hear you.
You can hear me fine. You can hear me fine.
Cannot hear a word you're saying.
Tracy, what are you doing?
Can't hear a word you're saying.
What?
I'm talking over you the whole time.
What?
Ma-na-na-na-na-na.
I gotta say, this is the best episode all week.
No, dude. Not a high bar.
All right.
My pants.
Panda, go ahead.
Gosh, no one's coming to Bramble Fest. They're all just turning in their tickets as we speak.
Do I have to go? Do I have to be there?
Yeah.
The waitress, I want to talk about the waitress. Margaret is on a date with her boyfriend, who's just the worst. And they're in the middle of a fight, and the waitress just comes up and pops a champagne cork, like, right in front of it. It just pow! Like, right in the middle of their conversation. It's great.
You think he paid extra? Like, now, wait till we're in, like, a full-blown fight. And come over and break the tension.
You don't even see it coming. Like, no. She just, pow! It's a real joy. I don't know if it's just me. The teenage flashbacks don't work for me in this movie.
Oh, is it because they're grown women?
Women, yeah. It's just...
Yeah, it's probably like what you look like as a teenager. Except that you were a man, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, I...
You forgive me.
I walked right into... No, you, did, no, you sorry, know what? Man. It. I'll let stand. I'll let stand, Dan.
Are you okay over there, Brand? Yeah.
Here's my question. It's the aunt and the uncle who have both died, right? Both have died. The uncle has died as well in the car wreck.
Yeah, they're both gone.
No one mentions the uncle.
No.
Not what, like, the dude dies and yeah. They're just like, miss my mom. Mom. Like, mom. Sorry, mom.
Pour out for mom only.
It's like, no one mentions the dad. I'm just baffled by this. Yep.
If final, you met him, though.
You'd know. You'd be like, no one misses that guy. My final thing is, I don't play guitar, so Bran, you would know more about
this. Man. This
is bonkers. How here. Likely is it that she sits there, she raises her hand, she's like, yeah, I know how to play, and she comes right into the band and instantly picks it up, like has never heard this song before? How likely is it? I get that probably professional, like the best guitar players could probably do that, right?
If she's good, it would not take long.
It wouldn't be a problem. That's not the issue with that scene at all. The issue is an old 9-piece bluegrass band who has played one full song and then says after playing that song, hey, we need one more guitarist. We've only got two up here. Why? Yeah. Why do you need another rhythm guitarist on the stage
to
right now?
To flesh out the sound.
But they've already played a song. It sounds the same with or without her.
I think they got up there. They thought they could play.
They played a full song.
Yeah, they played a full song. And they went, said, hey, so something's missing.
Something's missing.
We got
to
have it.
And they said, we need to get it.
Somebody from the crowd get up here and play these chords for us. We're not the same as with only eight of us. Won't sound right. And Timmy's on the washboard. He can't leave the washboard. The washboard's important.
Yeah. Children don't like oatmeal. I don't know one.
My kids like oatmeal. My wife does homemade it for them. It's not quick oatmeal. And she puts like honey on top of it, cinnamon in it. They love it.
Have you tried quick oatmeal though? It's awesome.
I think oatmeal is disgusting. Awesome. I've never tried
the apple cinnamon. Tell me it's not the best.
There are a few things that scare me more food wise than oatmeal.
Yeah, that's a classic mushy texture issue.
Oh, it's full mush.
Well, what's weird is you're fine with mashed potatoes, and I don't like mashed potatoes.
Fine with mashed potatoes.
That's wild.
I don't really want.
But children, my kids do like oatmeal. I'm really sorry that I ruined your weight. What? But
how about oatmeal cookies?
Oh, no.
Oh, I love oatmeal cookies.
I mean, oatmeal cookies are fine if they're like you're really good ones, but I'm not ever choosing one.
I know that the boy loves music, but if I was in the situation where I just got handed a couple of kids, mm-hmm. I'm trying out for a couple of days. The minute where I start to be like, you know what, the oatmeal, whatever, like that's not my thing, but whatever, is when a kid's creeping around the corner being like, you playing guitar? Hey, you, hey, I can
there.
See.
Oh, look at that.
you play guitar?
Well, hello there.
Can you teach me? That's a creepy move by that boy.
It is a creepy move.
It's a creepy move by that boy. It's a creepy move by that boy.
Is it a creepy move by that boy?
It's a creepy move by that boy. My last one is, this boyfriend's the worst boyfriend.
Yes, he's terrible.
Of all the boyfriends.
Worse than...
He's the worst than yesterday's boyfriend.
Raise a glass to love.
Man. He's worse.
Bold.
I cannot believe... He's worse.
He is worse, though.
He's worse.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, he turns out to be worse. He's not worse until near the end.
He's... Yes. Yes, of course. We get to learn things
you get
about him.
You use
and
the
then,
whole movie in establishing your rating.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying.
Just because he's the
first
the worst
three-fourths, I was on board with him. I didn't think he was the worst. I thought he
what
was...
What do you mean he didn't think he was the worst? This guy, literally, at the beginning of this movie, she's like, hey, I'm a big shot architect. And he's just like, come to China with me. Come to China. Like, and he couldn't figure out for life why you wouldn't want to go to China. This woman, this girl's been working her whole life.
Career.
She has got a career. She's a hotshot architect.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they broke up. I couldn't believe they didn't break up.
That's nope, true. They didn't break up.
And then at the end of this movie, this guy comes in here, and yes, to your point, you know, by the end, you're because this guy has the gall to come into a situation and be like, you don't really like those two kids, right? You don't really like those two kids.
They're kids. You couldn't like
them. This guy tries to talk her out of adopting these children that she's developed a relationship with after their parents died. He's the worst guy.
That's a monster.
He's the worst guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At the very end, he's top notch in the worst way. Top notch at bottom tier.
This is all I'm going to say. There's villains out there, and then there's this guy. He's on a whole other ball play.
I didn't know how to help you there.
My wait, what is just him? I couldn't believe that he was a character that actually made it into the one of these movies, because he's not just a bad guy. He's on a whole other ball play, Dan.
So I just want to get this straight. This woman is like a big shot architect.
Hot shot.
Who plans to the nth degree. Every line's got to be perfect. And as soon as she gets the kids the first night, she's just like, what if we slept 30 minutes later before school? Like, she is like type A. She gets the kids and turns into the Big Lebowski. I don't know what happens. It's like all of a sudden she's like, we can do it. We can do it in less time. She doesn't bother to ask any questions. She doesn't like, hey, what do you guys eat for breakfast? She's just like, 6:30, make it 7. See you then. What? Why? Why would she do that? She knows better than to do that. My favorite, though, is it the guy who makes the, it's her friend, her best friend in town says, hey, I've thrown in some easy meal recipes to make because you're not exactly Rachel Ray. Guys, Rachel Ray got famous for making easy meals. Her entire persona was 30-minute meals with Rachel Ray. The whole idea of Rachel Ray was anyone can do this. It's easy. That was how she built her empire. To say that I have easy meals for you and then to say you're not Rachel Ray totally undercuts the statement. You could say you're not exactly Gordon Ramsay or you're not exactly like some other big chef. You're not exactly Bobby Flay. But if you say Rachel Ray, what Tony you're saying Camille. Is... of course. Yeah, Tony. Come on, Tony.
Tony Camille.
Tony, of all the Tonys, he's the best.
He is not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tony Camille. I've had some beef with him in the past.
Really? Was the beef like medium rare, or was it like?
What's your beef with him?
He underseasons.
Man,
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, he's a classic underseasoner.
Rig just slid a note on their door, and it said that he's the 5'5" of 6'3"s. And I, for the life of me, I think that means he agrees with Panda.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He's an underseasoner.
Wait, Tony's 6'3"?
Yeah, but really,
I would never have guessed that.
He's a short glass of water.
He's a shot of water, a little tiny boy.
I will say, I don't agree with you. I think he seasons things fine, but I also agree with Rick. I can't believe he's 6'3" if he is.
Every bit of it, according to the internet.
Go ahead.
There is just straight copyright infringement of the Golden State Warriors emblem.
Yeah.
I don't know how they've not gotten sued. These poor 9-year-old children are playing basketball with a Golden State Warriors emblem and they just changed the words. It's not allowed. And speaking of 9-year-old basketball coaches, 9-year-old basketball coaches are typically just parents. They brought in Nick Nolte from Blue Chips. They brought in like a serious old guy who looks like he's coaching at the college level. And I want to know more about him. It was almost a What the Hallmark, but I was just like, they can't possibly think that this guy coaches 9-year-old girls basketball. Like it doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't add up. When the boyfriend calls, the terrible boyfriend calls.
I saw that movie. Not bad.
Terrible boyfriend calls, decent movie. He's in a suit. A picture of him is in a suit. And then when he shows up, he's in that same suit. So the caller ID that she has is a picture of this guy in a suit that just so happens to be the suit he wears when he shows up in Arkansas. Bull, that is bad news. Not good at all. That's all I got.
It's time for the What the Hallmark, the part of the show where we wonder what could have been, maybe have him give some clarity questions that we still have. Panda, what you want? I
same ball play.
Andrew is
ballpark is what I was trying to say. Thank you, Cynthia.
Yeah, I got you. I knew what.
Not
you
in the same ballpark. Mm-hmm. I said ball place.
I have questions about Andrew. So he is the school counselor, right?
Yeah.
He seems and
isn't
hear me
he
out.
The same guy from the Cupid movie. May not land for anybody, but it was worth it. Go ahead. Sorry.
It was well done.
No, thank you.
I don't hate it. I don't. What is? I mean, he's counseling, but at the same time, he spends a lot of time with these kids, which is understandable.
Yeah.
You need to do that. But like, what's? I don't
he
know.
He is above and beyond.
He goes a little above and beyond, right? Is that kind of like?
But he is also family friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because her and him used to date.
Yeah.
And cousin.
So it's
and
not just school counselor. He's
also going friend. Above and beyond for that. Okay. That
somebody
that
had to.
Out.
He stepped up to the plate.
Yeah. I was just wondering, is this treatment that he gives to every student, or is this something unique?
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
But I went the homework was one that I figured out the answers to. The song that they sing a couple times in this movie, I quite enjoyed.
I
the
like
one
the
at
song.
The end. The little,
yeah, yeah.
So I Googled it. It's called Little Longer.
Was that when you were Googling Tony Camille?
No, that was a different time. I'm almost always Googling Tony Camille.
You're almost always Googling?
Almost always.
And you didn't know you're 6'3". That is wild.
Because he's 5'5". I would have almost guaranteed it.
Just weird how
it's
works.
Phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
It's an optical illusion.
Yeah.
By Jared Schultz. And this is one of the only occurrences that I can ever imagine where in a movie of a few people and some children singing a song I've never heard of before is somehow better than the original version.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's
is
not
it really that bad?
It is a very odd vocal decision. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Look it up. Check it out.
I will say it's not bad. It's just an interesting effect that he has going on in
his
voice.
You're not upset. You're just disappointed.
But I did quite enjoy the song.
I liked it. Song I liked too,
the song
but I just,
as well, but now I'm a little concerned.
I'll play it for you guys in the break. It's just an interesting decision.
Okay.
That they made.
I'm excited.
Speaking of interesting decisions, my what the hallmark is the hats that we have the leading lady wear. Now, I am not any sort of a fashion guru.
You're the hat boys.
I am a hat.
So I do want to look, what did you think of her hats? There's a few choices.
They weren't offensive to me.
But they progressively get more gregarious as the movie goes along. At the end of the movie, she's pretty much full Paddington Bear. Like the last hat she wears is this giant floppy red thing. And it just, I didn't know if they were playing.
And if you look, some marmalade is just dripping down.
I just felt like, I'm not saying marmalade. The hats look bad. I'm just saying that wardrobe department was playing poker to see like who could get away with the craziest hat. And then the last guy's like, I raised you Paddington. And that's what happened. In my head, that's what happened. It just seemed like an odd choice.
We've all
so,
been
like,
raised
every fourth
Paddington.
Scene, it was just a wilder hat to wear. So
where do people get out in the hat poker game? Like where do you fold?
I mean, most people fold like, you know, anytime you get past like Dick Tracy, I think most people are like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
If you go full Paddington, is that the one that can't be beat?
Full
is that
Paddington's
like,
up there. I don't know. There's got to be some other crazy
hat?
Ones. Maybe Speedy Gonzalez. Maybe full Speedy Gonzalez. I mean, that hat's three times the size of that mouse.
That's true.
At least.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a hat on a character that's three times their size, if 5'9", 6'5", whatever, if Rig is 5'9", and he's wearing a hat that's like 17 feet tall, that would be worse, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's where you fold.
We did, everybody. Congratulations. Let's get to the Double Decker of the Week. It's part of a show where somebody signed up for Bringwell Jam Plus. And Panda gets those names, puts them in a bag, shakes it up, pulls a name out, and whatever name it is, he does the deep dive. He goes on the dark web, the underground Googles, and finds out some phenomenal stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's going to be hard to beat yesterday.
It was so good yesterday. Colleen Ferris.
Colleen, she's great. Top notch.
Is she top notch? I was worried she was. I was worried she was middle tier. She's top notch.
No, she's top notch.
Thank goodness.
Do we have any middle tier?
There's a few, but I don't feel at liberty to disclose that. Brian Harold.
He didn't say he was top notch, and there's good reason.
I can't. I can't.
Not in good conscience.
Legally, I literally can't.
Different job place.
Different thing. Colleen runs a great restaurant. I think you're really going to like it. It's called Wine and Dine.
It sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
And it's not W-I-N-E. This would have gone great with Raise a Glass to Love, BT Dubs.
It felt too on the nose.
It's, oh my gosh. It's W-H-I-N-E. You wine. If I'm not mistaken.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That's good.
So everyone there.
He's been there apparently.
Everyone there that's dining, eating, has to also complain?
Yeah, absolutely.
What if you don't complain?
Then you're not invited.
You're out of there.
You're out. It's a very strict rule.
When in the process of the evening do you whine?
Oh, the whole time. You can whine about anything you
want. It's a nonstop wine
fest. It's a nonstop wine fest.
So if at any point in time I'm taking a bite of the food and I'm like, that's good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. No, no, no. You can have, because other people are whining as well, you can listen. Everyone, it's a complaint. Like if you've had a rough day, this is where you want to go.
People like this place?
Oh, they love it. Kind of. The reviews are kind of whiny about it.
A lot of one stars.
A lot of one stars. Kind of surprising.
So does Colleen cook, or is she just the entrepreneur behind it?
Both. And that's what's really fun. She started the restaurant, also decided to cook it.
She's a regular Tony Camille.
Okay. But she sees things to perfection.
Yeah, she does.
6'3"?
Yeah. 6'3".
There's not a world.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I swear I looked down on him.
Look it up. No, you don't. Nobody looks down on Tony Camille.
I'm not saying.
Yeah.
I almost always Google him.
Season.
Okay, but have you tried his filet?
Yes, it was delightful.
It wasn't.
I almost always Google him.
Yeah, almost always.
We're going to be back tomorrow with Wind Calls the Heart. Until then, enjoy your dinner at Wine and Dine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or don't.
And may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.